I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a study on tribal food security issues and recommendations have yet to be acted on, and the Miccosukee tribe seeks to join a lawsuit challenging alligator Alcatraz. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. It's been more than a year since the Government Accountability Board released a study and issued recommendations addressing food insecurity among tribes. However, neither Congress nor the USDA have acted on them. Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire reports. The Miccosukee Tribe of Indians of Florida is taking action in its opposition of the so-called Alligator Alcatraz, an immigrant detention facility in the Everglades. In a press release Tuesday, the tribe said it's filing suit as an intervening plaintiff in a case being brought by Friends of the Everglades, Center for Biological Diversity and Earth Justice. The suit's against the state and the federal government. The tribe's raising concerns over environmental impacts and safety. The tribe says the facility is on traditional homelands and near traditional Miccosukee and Seminole villages. In a statement, Chairman Talbert Cypress said, the Miccosukee tribe is committed to ensuring that ancestral lands in Big Cypress will not become a permanent detention facility. He says they've reached out to the state and federal government expressing concerns but have not heard of a closing date. So they're taking legal action. The Omaha Tribal Council has adopted a cannabis regulatory code to establish the first medical and adult-use cannabis system in Nebraska. According to a press release Tuesday, the tribe's asserting its sovereignty with the action and building a sustainable economy. The move comes after voters approved medical cannabis last year. The tribe says a phased rollout will begin this year. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.